T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, everyone. Welcome into the Education Show with Dom Giordano, the First Lady of Education, Kathy Gannon. She'll be here momentarily to give us the tips of the week. But we have Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University on with us on Friday. And this guy plays right into a major decision that parents are making. We talked extensively about the CDC not giving guidance yet in this disturbing trend, or at least troubling, of some teenagers having heart inflammation after taking 2 dosages of the various vaccines. Here's how it sounded with Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University. Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, bringing you the best people in the world, literally. One of our top 10, Dr. Marty McCary's in the on-deck circle warming up. Don't forget his book, The Price We Pay, now in paperback, already a New York Times bestseller after 1 week. It's a look inside our healthcare system. And he did something remarkable this week that I'll let him drill down on. His team, Dan, identified, as I understand it, 10 hospitals, only 10 hospitals in America. They took 97% of court actions against patients. Only 10! I don't know if he wants to name the 10 or not. That's mind-boggling. Taking actions against patients. That's what this guy does. A recent article, The Power of Natural Immunity. But I want to lead with Dr. McCary. And I just want to float this out there, Dan. You could be thinking about it. You don't have to guess yet. Because it has something to do with the CDC that took off today, even though Dr. McCary's working on an emergency question, I think. How many days now, with Juneteenth being a federal holiday, does the average federal employee have off by law a year, paid days off per year? This is the average now, with Juneteenth being another one. How many days do they get, the average federal employee? Be thinking of a number, Dan. I'll come to you in a little bit. Let's go to Dr. Marty here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dr. Marty, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the book. That is really tremendous. And I follow you on Twitter, and I follow and Google you occasionally just to see whatever else you're up to. And I saw this week the back and forth commending your team, and this is grinding work to look at all this stuff. But I wrote down, if I'm a little bit off, I think I wrote it down accurately, 10 hospitals taking 97% of the court actions against patients.
Yeah, hospitals should not be suing patients who can't pay their bills. I mean, first of all, they're price gouging people, and they're engaging in predatory billing worse than the subprime mortgage predatory billing. So we're creating public accountability. We've created a hospital dashboard with Axios, the media outlet, and you can go up there now and look up how much do they mark up their bills? Do they sue people who can't pay? Do they do surprise billing? What's their charity score? This is public accountability the way we're supposed to have it in the United States.
But 97% from just 10 hospitals. That was the nugget, Dr. Marty. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So some lawyers have gone to hospitals and said, hey, look, we're going to sue the crap out of your patients and get you more money. And some of these hospitals are saying, go for it.
Are these prominent hospitals?
Some of them are. You'd be surprised. Yeah. Sometimes they're nonprofit hospitals and not the for-profit hospitals. And so you know, hospitals are supposed to serve a community, and most of the board members are good people from the community. When we raise awareness about this practice, we shut it down around the country. So we're asking people to reach out to their hospitals and find out how they do on this metric.
It is a great service. I don't know where you find the time and then all the commentary you're engaged in, but I was thinking about you and all this, and we share this, the dithering. And look, I know sometimes you need time for deliberation, but as I understand it, I got this from reliable sources today, the CDC is not meeting today because of Juneteenth. They rescheduled this emergency, and I think it's an emergency for two reasons. One, I'm pro-vaccine. I know you are too, but I don't think that we're doing the balance is the other way when it comes to teenagers getting vaccinated here. And there are some things that are alarming a bit, and they should have met today, not on June 23rd. How can you put that off? There's still the guidance tool out there, even though they're discredited a bit, right?
You know, it's shocking to see the CDC give up the responsibility to public health for Juneteenth, which I support, by the way. I'm all for Juneteenth, but not showing up to work to discuss an emergency situation where kids are developing inflammation of their heart after the second dose. I've been out there telling people, don't get your second dose if you're under age 30, because there's probably a lot more of these complications out there than we appreciate. How is it that we had about 300 complications and Israel had about 300 complications and Israel's 1/50th our size? So there's probably a lot more out there. Hold off on your second vaccine dose for now if you're under age 30 until the CDC decides to show up to work. I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
And they push it back. I know they don't work in Washington on Mondays. It just, and then they tell us there's no time. We couldn't get anything done. They're not going to do this. And they bundled it in to the usual Zoom meeting, the 23rd through the 25th. I've said, and I've taken some heat. I don't know about you. I haven't been that critical of the head of the CDC, except I think she's afraid of losing her job many times. She says what is the truth. Then she has to backpedal it. What is it with them that they don't get it? Their credibility is on the line, and more importantly, lives are on the line.
Well, the director of the CDC is a smart doctor. She was here at Johns Hopkins, but she's afraid to upset the White House. So she's going to do whatever the White House tells her to do, like a robot. She will read whatever speeches they give her to read. She will stay on message. And most concerning, she will not express her concern if it goes against the White House talking point. She knows that kids should not have to wear a mask outdoors in summer camps when they're also distancing. She knows that, but she doesn't want to go against the bureaucrats at the CDC. She knows schools should have been open in public school. She simply falls in line, and I think that's where doctors are supposed to be different. If you're a political appointee in, you know, the IRS, or in the Defense Department, you fall in line. You serve yes. at the pleasure of the president. But doctors are supposed to speak on behalf of patients, not just political talking points.
Yeah, that's what is being a doctor. I couldn't agree with you more. And the idea that they don't see what I'm afraid of too, Dr. Marty, is that the vaccine thing has worked as far as I think some modicum of credibility. People have bought into it pretty well. We don't want to give an opening here. And this news of these kids, when I saw on your Twitter, with inflammation and we don't know other things, we don't want this to blow up. They're always concerned about something blowing up, apparently. This is one that I don't want to blow up. I want to get to the bottom of it, and I want to hear them tease out. That's where judgment comes in, right? That's what they're supposed to be there for. What's the best judgment? You have a judgment on this. That is the judgment I have. I have no medical background. My judgment's based on common sense on this, though. And yet we're not seeing that.
We're not seeing good judgment. You know, there's a little girl named Simone who died in Illinois. And we think it's probably from the second vaccine dose. We probably had the heart complication. Why else would a healthy kid just die immediately out of nowhere, immediately after the second dose, within days? she got this complication. This is stuff we've got to look into. I don't have all the facts. I can't say with 100% certainty. But when you're dealing with the J&J vaccine, it's different because older folks get blood clots and they have strokes, and you're trying to figure out if that's the normal rate of medical strokes and blood clots in the population, and they just happen to get the vaccine. But in kids, they're different. Young, healthy kids do not die out of the blue. They don't just die.
Right.
Okay. And they don't just develop the heart pericarditis and myocarditis out of the blue. And so when it's this series of cases are clustered within 4 days of the second dose, you don't have to be a genius. Okay. This is not the riddle of the Sphinx. This is staring us in the face, and the data are telling us the dose is too high, the interval is too short, or hold off on the second dose. You'd be shocked how effective the first dose is. It's so effective, more effective than any flu shot in history. So we need strong guidance. We're not getting it from the CDC right now. It's very frustrating.
And it leads to, again, that was a very balanced, I love the way that you put that. I'm going to play that back to myself for my information in the future. That was a very balanced pro-vaccine approach, but also talking about something is amiss here that we have to tweak at best. I didn't have a chance to talk with you. You teased it the last time you were on, but your column that appeared in the Wall Street Journal, June 8th, The Power of Natural Immunity, is riveting stuff. We're all following this more because of COVID, our own health, et cetera. And yet I see Dr. Fauci and others out there still trying to push the idea that we need 80% vaccination rate to be at herd immunity. And again, it just is not credible. So are you breaking through? I mean, you are seen by millions of people a week now. You become a major voice, thank God, through all this. The best publications put you in there, Fox News, et cetera, your book. Are we chipping away? I mean, we should have a debate. I don't get the media, I guess Fauci wouldn't do it, but this is great fodder because there's such interest. What is herd immunity? Have we reached it, yes or no? It's consequential.
You know, 80 to 85% of adults right now in the United States are immune to COVID-19, and therefore the virus cannot jump around in an area. It really cannot spread. You cannot have a super spreading event nowadays. You can have two non-immune people sitting next to each other and transmit it. But what we're seeing right now is this PCR test, which, you know, tests whether or not you have the virus, is so sensitive. It can detect one virus particle in your nose, even if you're immune, even if it doesn't cause sickness, even if you can't transmit it. And so we can make this pandemic go forever, okay? Now, if for the population that's not immune, mostly younger, if they don't have natural immunity and they're not vaccinated, they need to be careful or get a vaccine dose. But this idea that we're still in a state of emergency, we do not have a pandemic in the United States today. And by ignoring natural immunity from prior infection, it makes things sound a lot more dire. And that is, I think, Dom, our greatest failure of our medical leadership.
Exactly right. Well, Dr. Marty, again, congratulations on the book, The Price We Pay. Where is it available?
I'm really excited about it. It's the new paperback. It's available everywhere. And it's got a new section looking back on COVID.
That's the part I got to get and take a look at. And again, I love detail. And when you guys said 10 hospitals, 97% of the court actions against, I wrote that down in a special thing, nuggets that I keep here. Remarkable work. Thank you, Dr. Marty. All right, everyone. Johns Hopkins University, Dr. Marty McCary. Get his book, The Price We Pay. Amazing stuff. And coming up, the First Lady of Education, Kathy Gana, here with her tips of the week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.